John Devereaux, the CEO of the Tasmanian Pacing Club. And John, on Sunday and Monday, something special is going to happen in between the race meetings, and it's all to do with the Sporting Teams Relay Challenge. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting couple of days, Peter. It's a Sulky Relay Challenge, we're calling it, and we've got eight teams entered. There'll be two heats of four on Sunday night, and then a final on Monday night. And last year we had a bit of a lead into it with two teams competing, but it was extremely successful, and we've got some very enthusiastic sporting teams involved this year.
Well, basically it's about someone sits in the Sulky and one member from each of the team pulls a sulky with that person in the cart for a certain distance, and they do that so many times. Take us through the challenge.
Yeah, well, as you said, Peter, it's one person pulls the cart. They run 100 metres. They get a 20 metre changeover area, so they then change, and another person from their team takes over. So there's six changes. So effectively, it's 600 metres plus the 20 metre changeovers, and it's a bit tricky because last year we had some fun with it, people trying to perfect the changeovers. So you know, it's a very interesting thing. It's not necessarily the fastest team may win it. It's those that are smart enough to change over properly and keep their driver in the cart too, I might add.
That's the key. There is the driver. Now, the weight of the driver, does that make any difference?
Well, I don't know. I haven't pulled any of them, mate, and I've got no intention of doing it. I'll leave that to these young guys. But I suspect the weight of the driver probably would. But there's not much weight in them, mate, because the drivers are going to be the girls that are playing in Tasmania's newest national side, the Tassie Spirit, which is the Tasmanian national netball side. So they're coming along, and they've actually got a netball team. There's none of the girls running in it, but we've recruited some people to run for the netball association in the relay as well. So it's really goes across a whole range of sports, and
now
it's great
Monday,
fun.
On Monday night, there's a combined harness and greyhound meeting. They're not running the greyhounds in Launceston due to the Launceston Cup preparation. So there's a dual meeting here with 18 races, 10 dog races and 8 harness races. And I believe that you're putting a composite team together, and if that team happens to win the Sulky Relay Challenge, the money will be donated to the Go the Pink Dog campaign for the McGrath Foundation. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's the TPC and Hobart Greyhound Club. We're putting together a team, and we hope we can get some pretty good runners along and take out the prize, and that's where the money's going to go to as part of the Pink Dog promotion. So, you know, it's there's an opportunity for the other seven teams to make a quid out of it, or we might give it all to charity.
So there is $2,000 up for grab for the main Sulky Challenge, and what's the other event that's in conjunction with
it? The other event is each of the teams can enter three runners in the sports club's gift, we're calling that. We're running four heats of that on the Sunday night, and a final on Monday, and that's worth $500. So, you know, that what happens to that? I guess the individuals, I don't know what the club's arrangement with the individuals are. I guess they'll put it in their pocket. I don't know. Good luck to them. But it's $350 to the winner, so it's not to be sneezed at, really, for just coming along to a race meeting.
Well, whoever comes to the meeting on Sunday or Monday night, they've got an absolute bonus, because this is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's great fun, yeah. And last year was tremendous, and this year, it's as I said, we've taken it up a huge leap.
I'm sure it'll be very successful, John. Well done.
Okay, thanks, Peter.